Don't be afraid to touch. That subscribe, that share, that like button, baby. Hey, hello everyone. Welcome to the Vibe Report. I'm Lamar. All right, so let's get into this thing. So is it me or does it seem like the NBC news correspondents, at least some of them, are having a bit of a bad luck here lately? Because on Monday, some loony white man in Gulf Park, Mississippi, ran up on an African-American news correspondent who was just doing his job reporting on the tropical storm Ida. The news reporter name is Shaquille Brewster. The loony white man whose head happens to be shaped like a damn pine cone, his name is unknown at this time. But, you know, I'm sure Black Twitter is on it. Now, like I said before, the brother was doing nothing but reporting on the hurricane conditions when this alabaster-ass conehead ran up on brother Shaquille. And, you know, Shaq, he didn't flinch, didn't shake, you know, so I give it up to the brother because he remained professional and instructed the cameraman to swing the camera away from the lunatic. And then, when Shaq saw that the demonic conehead was upping the craziness, he told Craig Melvin, "Look, brother, I'm gonna go ahead and toss this thing back to you because, you know, we got a situation here." You know what I'm saying? I want you all to go ahead and check out this viral news clip, and I'll be back with the rest of my commentary.
Let's get to Shaquille Brewster, and I believe Shaq's in Mississippi. Shaq, what part of Mississippi are you in, and what are you seeing?
Gulfport. We're in Gulfport, Mississippi, Craig, and I'll tell you the biggest sign, the biggest indicator that I saw this morning about the force of the storm last night is that the mail delivery has returned. We saw postal workers going out delivering mail this morning. Just a couple of minutes ago, people were walking their dogs. They're back on the beach right now, and that's the sense that you're getting, that the rain has stopped. The wind is still going there. I think we even have a random person going around. You know, I'm going to turn this way because, you know, we deal with some people every once in a while. But, you know, one thing that we are noticing is that the mayor said the curfew is still in effect. The curfew is going to be going on for at least until a period of time in which they can go ahead and go and survey all the damage. They did get some reports of some down power lines, of some trees that have fallen, or at least limbs that have fallen. So they're going to go ahead and do that survey to make sure that they're okay. Craig, I'm going to toss it back to you because we have a person who needs to help.
Hey. We're going to check in with Shaq Brewster just to make sure all is well. There's a lot of crazy out there, a lot of crazy. And Bill Kearns, thank you as well. Again, we'll make sure Shaq's okay, and we'll update you here in just a few moments.
All righty now. Y'all saw Craig out there panicking. Whoa. All righty, so y'all just saw that viral news clip. And y'all saw that weird-ass conehead running up on the NBC News crew. I mean, he was just yelling with his flaming hot mayonnaise breath, you know, "Report accurately! Are you reporting accurately?" I mean, like, bruh, you see a news crew in your area that's different from Fox News and you go crazy? Just straight weird. And people on social media are wondering what caused this maniac to flip. Well, here's my theory on why the mysterious conehead was so pissed.
Not only have you delayed my departure from here, but the entire series of events which was to follow. What reason could you have for such deception?
Look, I don't know who you are, where you're from, but around...
France, we come from France.
The force of the storm last night is that the mail delivery has returned. We saw postal workers going out delivering mail this morning. Just a couple of minutes ago, people were walking their dogs. They're back on the beach right now. And that's the sense that you're getting, that the rain has stopped. The wind is still going there. I think we even have a random person going around. You know, I'm going to turn this way because, you know, we deal with some people every once in a while. But
all right, so y'all know that brother hurried up and tossed that segment back to Craig Melvin just in case he had to beat old boy's ass and he didn't want to have to do it on camera. Bro look like he may have some hands. You know, don't let that journalism role fool y'all, okay? It be the smart ones with hands, okay? I know, I'm one of them. Now, at the end of the day, I'm just glad Shaq, the film crew, and that weird-ass alabaster cone head didn't get into a brawl. Now, I will say, after the cameras cut off, the mysterious creature ran to its truck and faded off into the storm. Now, Shaq did release a statement on his Instagram, and he said the following.
Overwhelmed by the love and support today after what was definitely the wildest moment I've had on air. Our team joked about it afterwards, but it was without a doubt as scary for us as it was for you all watching. While that one report was interrupted, we were right back up in the next hour, and we'll continue reporting as we are here to do. Black Power.
So, yeah, shout out to Shaq for his professionalism, because the viral report would have knocked his candy corn-headed ass right into the mist of Hurricane Ida, okay? I don't play that. Now, in other weird NBC news, the white executives at NBC News told Al Roker to take his 67-year-old black ass into the height of the hurricane and stand his ass right next to the border of the ocean and cover Hurricane Ida. Now, while his decrepit ass is covering the storm, the water from the ocean is pounding the hell out of Al Roker. And I knew that water hurt like hell, because Al was crying out, ow, like a damn parrot. Ow, ow, ow. Take a look at this.
Al, this looks like a monster storm that's coming. What can you tell us?
All right, sorry, I guess we lost communications, Chuck. Right now, we are looking at imminent landfall of this storm. Winds of 150 miles per hour are right now forecast, but we expect landfall in the next couple of hours. They will be at 155 miles per hour. Storm surge.
And so they are more so out of harm's way.
Trust me, Alan. I don't
feel in any danger. I feel very waterlogged, but I don't feel like I'm in any danger right now. This is Lake Pontchartrain, as you mentioned, and the winds are picking up. The storm surge here is expected to be about 9 feet. In fact, as you look over at this parking lot, when we came in this morning, this thing was bone dry. And now...
Just got back from Hurricane Ida. I have these boots on, and I brought back a little bit of Lake Pontchartrain with me.
Did y'all just see that? They didn't care if Al was 76 years old, standing at 5'8". They didn't care that he was prone to pneumonia. Didn't even care that the man was suffering from arthritis, because I know at 67 years old, he has arthritis. They didn't even care to send an intern, or better yet, a white correspondent, you know? Al Roker said that he wanted to cover this storm, and for all of us who are saying that he's just too old to be out here reporting in such weather conditions, well, Al has a few words for us.
Well, you know, look, it's one of these things, and folks on Twitter have been, well, first of all, why is NBC putting him out there? I volunteered to come out here. This is what I do. I've done this for 40 years. Our crews, and we all make sure we're safe. We're not going to do something that's going to put ourselves at harm's way. Right. As much as I love the weather and I love NBC, I'm not going to risk my life for it. Secondly, a number of people, well, he's too old to be doing this. Well, hey, guess what? Screw you, okay? Try to keep up. Keep up, okay?
So, Al Roker.
These young punks. I will come after them. I will drop them like a bag of dirt.
Well, I guess Al told us. Okay, now, Al, look, we're only worried about you because, you know, black people get sick as hell from bad weather, okay? And you can't tell me that the bad weather wasn't affecting this damn man's arthritis, okay? That's why he was saying, ow, because when that damn water was hitting him, hell, it was hurting, it was stinging, and his arthritis was flaring up too. Y'all know, time as bad weather starts showing up, our backs, bones, and everything else start to irritate us. Tell me I'm lying. So, NBC, next time, get Al a drone, and he can narrate over the drone footage. Okay, he definitely doesn't need to be out in that kind of weather. I know his wife probably has excellent insurance on his ass. Okay, all right, so moving on to our last story, and it's a rubbish one. It turns out some women are out here tonguing rapper Trick Daddy's Hurricane Waste Tunnel. He's claiming these Floridian women, which, you know, is Florida, so I'm bound to believe it. They are eating him out bitch style, okay, with his legs in the air.
Say women to support the Eat Booty Gang. You're saying women is eating the booty?
Yeah, women eating the booty.
Wait, wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't know whether to make noise for that or not.
Yeah, I get ate out.
Yeah, I get ate out.
Yeah, wait, wait, what? What is that thing?
I get ate out. Listen, man. Check this out.
All right, Trick, you don't have your legs in the air, though.
It depends.
It depends.
Stinking bastard!
Ew, you nasty ass bastard!
Come here. Shut your stupid ass up! Say that, folks! Look at your dumb ass, say it!
Let me put my tongue in your ass. Straight up. One love.
Nigga, you gotta be ashamed of yourself, nigga. Real talk, you gotta be ashamed of yourself. All that you is.
You are out of pocket. That's the main idea. That's the main idea. The main idea is that you are often out of pocket.
I ain't never had that ever happen to me. I'm trying to get see what that be like right there. Look, be that, 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 that.
I would say, Cole, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing?
Meg.
Let's cut the bullshit, okay?
This is called baby wipes, whatever you want. This keep boo-boo stains out your drawers. This keep crush out your drawers, okay? No grown man need to be walking around no crush in the drawer. When you do the number two, use wet ones.
Tell your fine daddy, I said, ah.
Alright, so y'all just seen what Trick Daddy had to say, and y'all just seen social media responses. Now, I'm guessing, you know, Trick Daddy's his next hit's gonna be, ooh,
Trick Love the Licks.
Look, I can't sing, but hey, that's what I think his next little hit is gonna be, okay? I see a lot of black men on social media clowning Trick Daddy, and I'm sure some of these men are out here letting women peg them, molest them with anal beads, and lick their black holes also. See, people in society and on social media act like they ain't freaks, you know? And where do you think that you get your freakiness from, folks? You just think that you learned it from some porno? You get your freakiness from either one or both of your parents. That same freaky stuff that you like to do is the same freakiness your parents did to bring you into this damn world, okay? And leave it to men and they'll have you believing that they're out here just having boring sex. Lies. You know, well, I take that back. Maybe some of them are. But most of them are lying, all right? But you know what? Let these women start opening up their mouths about these brothers and I bet you some shocking truth starts to come to light. Because how are you men out here eating women's booties but not getting the same treatment in return? I don't believe that. But y'all stay calling yourselves freaks. So this is the part of the video where I want to know, what do you think? Let me know what you think about the alabaster conehead running up to brother Shaquille, okay, while he's reporting the news. Do you think it's time for Al Roker to hang up the towel on reporting the weather, or at least cover it from the safety of a newsroom, okay? And lastly, what do y'all think about Trick Daddy, if you care, getting his backside treated like a human car wash? I want to know. What do you think on all this stuff? Let me know in the comment section down below. I love you for watching. Make sure that you hit the like, share, and subscribe button, baby, okay? And if you're on our podcast, on one of our many podcast outlets. Please do us a favor and hit that follow button. I'll see that beautiful face in the next one. Peace. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.